USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 12 more hostages have been released by the kidnappers Hamas. Israel, in turn, will return 30 Palestinian detainees. 15 women and 15 minor males will be released from Israeli prisons today. Both Israel and Hamas terrorists are claiming there have been violations of the ceasefire. Consumer confidence is on life support after three straight months of declines. The good news is the Consumer Confidence Index rose 3 points in November. Still, fewer Americans are planning to buy more expensive items, including homes and vehicles, in the next 6 months because of inflation and interest rates caused by government overspending. 41 men were rescued yesterday from a partially collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel in northern India after being trapped for 17 days. After a series of failed attempts, victory was achieved by a team of rat miners digging manually through the huge mound of debris that filled a section of the tunnel on November 12th. A Republican congressman says President Biden needs to have his mental capability tested. Dave Collins has more.
GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country, and he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging for Biden.
The University of Colorado Boulder is reporting one out of every five children in America under the age of 14 uses melatonin as a sleep aid. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine issued an advisory saying you should consult a physician. The problem, melatonin is not regulated and could contain more than what the label says, leading to health issues. USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Roughly 100 million people on the East Coast are facing freezing temperatures as a cold front hit the region yesterday and will continue today. Jesse Kirsch on NBC News.
We've got these brutal wind gusts. They're churning up waters right near Lake Erie, and it's these blasts of cold air combining with the waters out on the Great Lakes that have turned parts of the region into a snow globe.
The National Weather Service says high temperatures are expected to be as much as 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley, as well as areas of the East Coast. Parts of Texas and Florida are expected to be colder as well. Freezing temperatures in the 20s are expected in New York City and Washington, D.C., and Atlanta getting below freezing temperatures for the first time this year. There's only one person to blame for the border crisis. Biden.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. McConnell insists on implementing meaningful policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation can be considered by the Senate. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.